You are about to hear the second play in the Reunión Revolución Radio Festival, Masterclass from a Broken Angel or Drowning Fish by Georgina Escobar, featuring Ariana Salas, Joseph Fernandez, and Andrea Taman. It is day 182 of the Great American Cloistering of 2020. Esther has found a new passion for day drinking and turning her closets into living rooms. Mud is recently obsessed with baking and with having babies.
Mona, what time is it?
It is 11:23 a.m.
Mona, what's the weather?
Currently, in your city, it is 99 degrees Fahrenheit.
Gross.
You can expect more of the same, with a high that could forge Valyrian steel and a low equivalent to the portals of hell.
Mud?
I'm sorry. I don't know that one.
Mud!
I thought today was your day off from Mud.
Did you mess with the settings on my new computer, Dot?
What are you drinking, Esty?
Tea. Has it said anything weird to you?
What kind of tea?
Ask it something.
Ask it what?
Ask it something that's on your mind.
When is it too late for a woman to have children?
Wow, Mud.
What?
You have to say Mona before you ask a question. Can you ask it something less desperate, please, and thank you?
Mona, what is my name?
I'm sorry. I don't know that one.
Mona, what does the name Mud mean?
In the United States, Mud means fertile and good father.
Sweet.
What? No, that can't be real. Mud does not mean that.
Maybe it does.
Where did you get this thing again?
It was a birthday gift. I can't ruin it by telling you where I got it.
I've never heard of a Mona's Halo before.
Okay, playing your favorite podcast now.
What? See? It just does things by itself.
It is day 182 at a lockdown state in a desert city within the American Southwest. It's not even noon, and she's inside a walk-in closet with two bottles of vodka, a glowing computer dot, and a very sad spinach turkey pesto sandwich.
She's talking about me!
Oh, but she's talking about everyone.
She's got plants in her closet these days, and even though they're now dying because there's no real sun in a closet space, she thinks dwindling things can always fight to stay. What she doesn't know is that plants cannot survive where there is not enough life to sustain
them.
She's
got a point.
What she doesn't know is that nothing can survive if it isn't already living. Not fish.
Speaking
not love,
of fish.
Not thoughts.
Mud, shut
not
it.
Not plants. Not even fear. And like that terracotta angel that came loose from its place above a doorway at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. When she realized this, Esther's entire existence suddenly plunged to a stone floor. And just like that,
this reminds me.
She realized.
She said Esther!
She realized.
Have you seen my jump rope?
Shh! No, you probably sold it or something. What did she realize?
Sold it?
Powering down.
What the frackety frack, Mud? Why would you unplug it?
Why would I sell it? That was my father's jump rope. And how much money would I make from selling a jump rope?
Exactly.
Exactly what?
Exactly. The jump rope is super cheap, so just buy another one. Plug it back
how
in.
How is that an exactly answer?
Stop it, Mud. Give it here or plug it in.
I'm just asking about the jump rope. I don't understand why it has to turn into a whole thing.
Order a new jump rope!
Are we ever going to talk about it?
Which it are we talking about, Mud?
We need to talk about it. Bread doesn't bake in an open oven.
I have no idea what that means.
It means we need to talk about it before it festers.
I don't get the oven analogy.
You're not okay, Esther.
No, I'm not okay, but I'm not hurting anyone while I figure it out.
That's not what I mean, and you're hurting me.
I'm not responsible for your feelings.
That's cold. And mean. And you're mean.
I'm not mean, Mud.
You are. My mom said so, and I didn't listen.
Please don't bring up your mother in my kitchen.
You're mean.
You're gross!
What?
You bite your nails and then roll them into little... What are they? Little ball spirals? And then you flick them. Flick them! Somewhere out yonder onto the horizon of our floor. You send them on their dead cell way with a healthy flick, as if by releasing them into the air, they will suddenly evaporate or disappear or... But I find them, Mud! I step on them, I sweep them, they get stuck on my Swiffer pad, they end up in my plants. It's nasty! You're nasty!
You're crazy.
That's original.
How many plants have you killed, huh?
I didn't kill them. Succulents require less water than I thought.
And how do you drown a fish?
I didn't drown it. It ran out of oxygen.
Well, you put Clorox in their tank.
I was cleaning it, and that's not what killed it.
You don't put Clorox into fish tanks with the fish still in them, Esty.
Well, I was out of Pine-Sol.
Oh, listen to yourself. You can't even... I can't ever have an actual conversation with you. It's like you're doing stand-up, and I'm the bozo in the corner buying you drinks. And you're like, hey, who's the stick in the mud trying to get me drunk? But But then you're off the mic, and you're like, I have nothing to say to you, Mud. And you take the keys and you drive off, and you leave me with the tab and no ride.
Okay. I thought I knew what we were talking about, but what are we talking about?
Children, Esther. Babies.
Mud. We talked about not wanting children on our first date.
But that was before the world was falling apart. What if we've changed our minds since then?
You mean what if you've changed your mind since then? There's no update alert here. I'd ping you.
I don't think it's fair.
Maybe you should be worried about the fact that we don't have jobs right now. Babies are expensive.
What if I fathered the next Billie Eilish? Has it at least crossed your mind?
Crossed my mind? It's like living in a tuna can and someone asking you if you can smell the tuna. It's all you talk about. It's all we argue about. It's... Wait. Fertile... Good father... Billie Eilish? Is this what that Mona Halo thing is all about? Is it a pirated version of an Echo Dot doctor to fill my brain with subliminal messages about motherhood?
But that's absolutely 100%. It's not even close to... You know what? Never mind.
Show me the receipt.
I ate it.
I don't believe you.
I did.
I promise I won't look at how much you pulled out of your savings.
Oh, my savings. Okay, so that's what this is.
That's what is?
You're pissed that I don't have savings.
You don't have savings?
We talked about this on our first date.
Yeah, but I thought...
You thought I changed my mind since then. I'd ping you.
I never wanted children, Mud. Maybe in a world where men got pregnant and breastfed. Maybe. It's my body. I don't want to go through that. I'm sorry.
Right.
Can I ask for 5 minutes alone in my closet? Please and thank you.
Fine.
With Mona, please.
Whatever.
I want her to tell me the purpose of life.
Keep mocking.
It's a podcast.
Fine. I love you.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, Esther? I do.
I know, Mud.
The reason I got you this, Mona, is because it said it was unique. It was the only one. Like you.
Was it made in China?
Made in the Himalayas. That's why it's pink like that. Pink is for the heart. It said it had the power to heal the heart.
A Himalayan computer dot that can heal a broken heart. Wait till Amazon gets wind of that.
Have I broken your heart, Esty? Well then, I guess believing in miracles can't hurt. Yeah, I gotta go bury the fish and do some important things and clean the pantry and mop the garage again.
You are as small as a seed. You are underground. Protected. You are safe. There are no voices. Only the sound of the earth. What does that sound like? Listen. Feel your ears open into the new depth. Anything that catches your ear deserves your awareness. Don't explain what it is. Simply hear it. Great. Breathe. Let my voice sit in the depths of your consciousness. Imagine. It's water. A pool. A pond. A river. Bathe in.
All right, Esther. Get up. Listen. Now. It's business time. I come from a line of higher density beings, and recently, a group of us decided to publish a series of...
What is happening?
Yeah, I don't have much time. Don't interrupt me. A group of us decided to publish a series of cosmic lessons, and now the League of Reactivation Defenders are after us. Yada, yada, yada. So now I have to decimate the... Hang on. Disseminate the message seed. There you go. That's better.
Who are you?
An angel, Esther. Catch up. Hold on. I just have to announce it to you, and then it's done. It's sealed. Where is it? Aha! Here it is.
Wait. If you're really an angel, can I ask you something about my future?
You know, angels aren't psychics, right? Or therapists. We're actually more like soldiers with a mission.
Mud's a good guy. Even if he thinks reordering the way he lays veggies on a sandwich makes it a different sandwich, sometimes he makes me a spinach turkey pesto sandwich. Sometimes it's a turkey pesto spinach sandwich. But it's the same sandwich. And he's so proud of them. Sometimes he takes my phone and pretends to take pictures, but he's actually reading my messages and discovers the cornucopia of text affairs I've been having since this hit, and all he says is, "I guess you'll always be more interesting than me." And that's it. I don't deserve him. He wants kids. I don't. Oh, God. It won't be long till he figures it out and he'll just leave me. I'm being a bully so that he hates me, and it makes it easier on him to leave me and marry someone with whom he can have hundreds of babies with. Oh my God. I'm a terrible person. Ugh, I'm terrible.
Yeah. No. No, 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 no. Don't worry about any of that. Like, at all. Listen. Can you do me a favor and kneel?
Yeah, sure, okay. But do you think... Can you tell me, rather, if this is going to cause the end of my marriage because I feel like it has?
Yeah, you guys are a total mess. I don't have to be angelic to tell you that.
Wow, you don't know the whole story.
After today, everything's gonna be all right.
You think so?
Yeah, yep, I really, 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 really do. All right? Are you kneeling right now?
Yeah.
Great. Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
And also with you?
Do not be afraid, Esther. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a child, and you are to call her...
No. Stop.
She will be great and will be called the daughter of the Most High. The Lord God will give her the throne of her father.
I am not consenting to this
annunciation. And she will reign over Jacob's descendants forever.
What?
Their kingdom will never end. The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow
Wait.
You.
Did you say daughter?
Yeah, I found the jump rope.
The Holy Spirit will come on you!
Mud! Mud! Wake up! Holy mackerel! Mud! Hello? Mona, what did you do to him?
I'm sorry. I don't know that one. This device will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2. Goodbye.
Esty.
Hey! Hi! Are you okay?
You're holding me.
Yeah, but you got hit by the Holy Spirit, I think, darling.
Are you still mad at me?
No, I'm not, What's the matter?
Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick. Oh, I just got really nauseous. Is it hot in here? My man boobs are super sore. Do we have any pickles and ice cream? What is the matter with me? Oh my god, what is happening to my stomach?
Mud.
What is this?
I think your miracle's come true.
My miracle? What miracle? What miracle?
I think you're pregnant. No, but...
Oh, you see? You're funny. Even when we fight. I want to laugh because you get mad funny. Oh, but then you're mad for real. I love you. Thank you for that.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hey, it's okay. I love you too, Mud.
You do?
I do, you big, gross, hairy potato chip.
Oh, you love potato chips?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You just heard Masterclass from A Broken Angel or Drowning Fish by Georgina Escobar, directed by Kim McKean. The play featured Ariana Salas as Esther, Joseph Fernandez as Mud, and Andrea Taman as Mona. The sound design is by Ian Gilliam, with additional music by Gregory Beam. Ruben Villa was the stage manager.